亲爱主，求你带我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we ask you to lead us towards you.
把神的荣耀彰显在我们的面前。
Please, display the glory of our Lord in front of us.
通过你的话语打开我们的心。
So your words open our heart.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们小朋友有一个童话故事叫《龟兔赛跑》。
There's a children's story that called the turtle and the race between the turtle and rabbit.
那为什么这个乌龟会跑得比兔子快呢
？Why the turtle eventually overrun the rabbit？
不是它聪明哦。
Not because he's smart.
也不是呢，因为他有什么技能。
Not because he's skilled.
我们知道这个故事就是告诉我们，因为这个兔子睡着了。
Because we know that the result of the story that the rabbit fall asleep during the running.
但是这只乌龟不断的跑的时候，最后他就赢了。
But the turtle continues to run until the end, so he won in the end.
其实这个故事教我们一个很简单的道理。
This story tells us a very simple truth.
谁偷懒，谁就失败。
The one who lose that if they're lazy.
谁警醒，谁就赢了。
Who if the one is alert, then eventually you will win.
今天的题目呢是警醒不倦。
Today's sermon title is called Always Alert.
希望呢，耶稣给撒迪教会的提醒成为我们的提醒。
So I hope the Lord's teaching to the Church of Sardis will give us a warning.
我们知道呢，在启示录里面呢，耶稣写了七封信给七个教会。
We know that in the book of Revelation, Jesus wrote seven letters to the seven churches.
其中有三间教会呢，他是耶稣是有。称赞他们，也有批评他们的。
And among the seven churches, there's three churches Jesus praised them, also criticized them.
有两间教会呢，主耶稣只有称赞他们，没有批评他们。
The two churches that Jesus only praised them without any criticism.
但是呢，今天呢，我们讲到这个教会，就是耶稣只有批评他，没有称赞他。
But today's church that we were talking about, Jesus only criticized them without any praise.
他是七间教会里面其中的一间，还有一间就是最后的一间。
And there's another church also get criticism. It's the last one among seven churches.
所以呢，我们要找出了为什么撒迪教会会这样子的呢？
We need to find out why the Church of Sardis has the Lord's criticism.
耶稣呢，在启示录三章第一节呢，形容这个教会，他说：“按你的名是活的，其实你是死的。”
In verse one of chapter three, that Jesus described the churches, "I know your deeds; you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead."
当你想到一个死的教会的时候，你会想到怎么样的一个教会
？When you think about a church that already died, what's in your mind?
可能就是它大部分时间都是关起来了。
Maybe most of the time they closed.
没有活动的。
There's no any activity.
没有人去的。
And nobody comes.
但是呢，撒迪教会不是这样子的教会。
But that's not the situation of the Church of Sardis.
因为撒迪这个城市本身就是一个很繁华的一个城市。
Because the city of Sardis is a very prosperous city.
它从前是利底亚帝国的首都。
He's the capital city of the country of Lydia.
所以呢，如果是这样子的大城市，一般都是会有大的教会。
Most of the time that the city has this big, they all have their own church.
所以呢，耶稣说这个教会按名它是活的。
So Jesus said, according to their name, the reputation that they are alive.
那么为什么这个教会会是一个死的教会呢
？Why it's actually it's a dead church?
我想 这个原因就是人家对这个教会的称赞。
I think it's the reason is the how people praise this church.
因为人家都觉得这个教会是一个活的教会。
Because the people think this is a live church.
那称赞本身呢是一个好的东西。
Praising normally is a good thing.
但是我们对称赞要很小心。
But we need to be very careful about commendation.
因为人家称赞你的时候，你就会送血。
Because when people praise you, then you will lose your alert.
你知道呢？我有的时候跟我太太下棋。
Sometimes I play chess with my wife.
那如果她见三分的时候呢，我就会讲一句话。
When she's in a winning strength, then I usually tell her.
我说。你最近下棋的棋艺了不起了。
I would say, your skill is very good now.
所以呢，他一定是很高兴了。
Then she's very happy.
那么当他送鞋的时候，我就可以反击了。
Then she will lose awareness, then I can attack her.
称赞会让人一个人呢懒惰。
Commendation often cause people to be lazy.
因为当你人家称赞你的时候，你觉得你就不用预备了。
Because when people commend you, then you will think I'm good. I don't need to be prepared.
所以呢，箴言里面呢，他讲到一句话，就是鼎会炼银，炉会炼金，人的称赞也是炼人。
In Proverbs, there's a statement that says the crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the people are tested by their praise.
当撒底家那边对人家的称赞的时候呢，他犯了两个错误。
When the church of Sardis faced the people's praise, they have these two mistakes.
第一个错误呢，是在三章第二节里面，圣经告诉我们。
First one is in verse 2.
他说呢。耶稣说：“因我见你的行为在神的面前没有一样是完全的。”
Jesus said, "Because I see your deeds that is of unfinished in the sight of God."
当人称赞你的时候呢，我们很多时候就是用一个错误的标准去衡量我们自己。
When we praise that, we often use the wrong standard to measure ourselves.
比方说，人家说啊，你们教会很好啊。
For example, if people say, "Oh, your church is good."
很多人来啊。
There's many people coming.
很多人参与啊。
And many people participate in the service.
气氛也很好啊。
And the atmosphere is also nice.
但是这个不是神怎么去衡量一个教会的方法。
But that's not the standard God used to measure the church.
神希望我们彼此相互激发爱心，勉励形象。
God wants us to consider how we may stir up one another toward love and good deeds.
人的标准呢，是把人带到哪教会？
Man's standard is bring people to come to church.
神的标准是把人带到主耶稣的面前。
But God's standard is bring people to Jesus.
撒底教会的问题就是他们行为不完全。
And the church of Sardis, their problem is their deeds are unfinished.
他不完全的意思就是没有达到神的标准。
That means they are not reaching out to God's standard.
你有没有发觉呢？其实不完全的遵守神的话呢，只有基督徒才有这个问题。
Well, actually, you find out that only the Christians that has this unfinished deeds towards God.
因为对一个非基督徒来说，他们根本上都没有考虑去遵守神的话。
To the unbelievers, they never even considered to obey God's law.
但是我们基督徒却会愿意去遵守。
But Christians, we want to obey God's word.
但是我们很多时候就是没有达到神的标准。
But oftentimes we lack of reaching the standard of God.
比方说，神要求我们要爱神。
For example, God wants us to love God.
但是呢，我们没有尽心尽意的去爱神。
But we didn't use our full strength to love God with our heart and soul.
神也希望我们去爱人。
And God also wants us to love people.
我们但是我们只能做得到的，就是星期天的时候去爱人。
But all we can do is on Sundays we love people.
在教会里面，我可以服侍人。
And in the church, I can serve people.
但是在家里面，我希望人家服侍我。
But at home, I want others to serve me.
不完全的行为的另外一个表现就是他没有遵守神每一个吩咐。
Then the other unfinished deeds is that they did not fully obey God's command.
我的意思就是呢，他会挑这些他喜欢遵守的，他不喜欢遵守的，他都不遵守。
They will pick the command that they like to obey, but discard all the other command they don't like.
那如果我们是这样子的时候呢，你要想起耶稣怎么骂这些法利赛人。
But you need to consider how Jesus teaches the Pharisees.
因为法利赛人的毛病就是他只遵守神一部分的教训。
Because the problem with the Pharisees is they only obey partial God's command. Jesus said, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.
那撒迪教会另外一个问题，就是他给这个世界所玷污了。
The other problem with the church of Sardis is they are contaminated by the world.
在三章第四节里面呢，耶稣讲到了，在教会里面还有几个人是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
And in verse 4, Jesus said, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes.
换句话说，教会其他人都给这个世界所玷污了。
In other words, all the others, they are all contaminated by the world.
那但是如果我问你，一个问题，你有没有给世界所玷污呢？
But if I ask you, have you ever been contaminated by the world?
我不知道你的答案是什么。
I don't know what's your answer.
我们可能会这样子想。
But sometimes we might think.
其实信主这么多年，看来我好像是越来越好。
Among the years that I have believed Jesus, that I'm become better and better.
我在罪里面的挣扎越来越小。
And I have not quite as much struggling with sin as I did before.
这个世界对我的引诱呢，我觉得也越来越小。
And the temptation from the world seems not that much to me now.
那如果你是这样子的时候呢，不代表你没有给这个世界所玷污。
If you think you are that way, but doesn't mean that you are not contaminated by the world.
有的时候呢，当你顺着这个水流去划船的时候呢，你不会觉得这个，不会觉得划船是一个吃力的事情呢。
Sometimes when you are rowing your boat along with the current, and you don't feel like it's taking much strength.
所以呢，我的意思就是，当你给这个世界所同化的时候，反而你就觉得它对你的影响不太大。
When you are contaminated by the world, then you even don't feel that you are affected by the world anymore.
有一件事情，当我们研究这四个教会的时候，我们发现。
There's one thing we studied the seven churches. We found out.
两个没有耶稣称赞的教会，还有一件事情是一样的。
There's one common thing among the two churches that Jesus didn't praise.
这个没有称赞的教会呢，都没有面对任何的逼迫。
The true churches never face any persecution.
有一个很大的可能，就是因为它跟这个世界完全一样了，这个世界根本上没有必要去逼迫这个教会。
There's a possibility that because they are like, just like the world around them, so they never persecuted by the world.
所以我们讲过，这个撒地教会，他因为称赞，所以他犯了两个毛病。
Because of the people's praising that they have these two mistakes.
就是他不完全。
They're not complete.
还有呢，就是给这个世界所玷污。
And they are also contaminated by the world.
所以我们现在要问一个问题：我们怎么可以胜过这个死亡呢
？And we need to ask a question: How are we going to overcome this deadness?
那如果你看过旧约圣经的以斯结书的时候
，If you have read the book of Ezekiel，
在里面有一个有关以色列人复兴的一个预言。
There's a prophesy that about the Israelites they revived.
在这个预言里面呢，以色列人就好像地上的白骨一样。
In this prophesy that the Israelites just like a dead bone on the ground.
那么呢，那个以赛亚讲预言的时候呢，这些骨头就生出。皮跟这个肉出来。
When Isaiah prophesied against those dead bones, that skins and the flesh come to the bones.
但是呢，圣经说这些尸体还是没有生命哦。
But the Bible still says the body still doesn't have any life.
直到圣灵在他们上面。淬火的时候呢，那么这些死掉的以色列人就活过来。
Until the Holy Spirit blew on the dead body, then they revived.
这个其实是同一个道理。
This is the same
principle.
Same principle.
就是呢，你像一个死的教会怎么活过来啊
？So how you can revive a church, a dead church?
就是必须要有圣灵的工作。
Holy Spirit's work.
这个也是为什么主耶稣呢强调他介绍自己的时候，他介绍自己是神的，就是拿有神的气灵的耶稣。
That's why Jesus introduced himself that he has the seven spirits of God.
因为圣灵呢会为我们去祷告的。
Because the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
当我们不知道怎么会自己祷告的时候，圣灵会为我们祷告。
When we don't know how to pray for ourselves, that the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
所以有一样事情我们必须要记得。
So one thing we need to remember.
就是当圣灵去提醒你的时候，我们必须要去回应他的提醒。
And when the Holy Spirit reminds us, we need to respond.
所以圣经说，鼓励我们，提醒我们，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So the Bible teaches us do not quench the Holy Spirit.
其实这个就是，我们胜过死亡的第一个方法。
This is the one way that we can overcome the deadness.
三章二节讲到了，你们要警醒。
And in verse 2, that the Bible says we need to be alert.
它其实这个意思，这句话的意思是，你用你的行动去证明你是一个警醒的人。
And the Bible teaches us we need to use our actions to prove that we are in alert.
所以我不知道呢，当你来到神的面前，神怎么提醒你？
I don't know when you come before God how God remind you.
可能他提醒你，你信主的时候是怎么样的一个人。
Maybe he remind you when you first believe him. What you like?
你对罪的敏感，你对神的爱心是怎么样
？The sensitivity you towards the sin and the faith that you have towards God.
但是无论如何，就是当圣灵提醒你的时候，我们就要回应过来。
But no matter what, when the Holy Spirit moves us, then we need to respond.
我觉得呢，我想到我自己哈，我对最，所以我面对引诱最大的可能是哪一样呢？
So I think about myself, what is the biggest temptation for me?
我想到大概我不会转换另外一个宗教。
I probably will not turn toward another religion.
对这些圣经讲到这些道德上面的行为这些方面，我也不会去主动的去犯这些事情。
And I will not voluntarily sin against all the moral standards taught in the Bible.
但是我有一个问题呢，就是我很容易懒惰。
But there's a problem that I'm very easily to get lazy.
有的时候看电视啊，看手机啊，那么时间就过了。
Sometimes when I watch TV or watch the cell phone, then time just go fast.
但是圣经告诉我们，你做一个牧者的时候，你要为你的教会、为你的工作去谨慎自己，也为全群去谨慎。
But God teaches me that as a pastor, that I need to be alert for the church and for the lamb in the church.
所以呢，当圣灵提醒我的时候呢，我的反应我不能说，我不听他，我就要马上反应过来。
So when the Holy Spirit moves me that I should not quench the spirit, but I should follow.
但是呢，很多时候呢，我的反应就好像这些小朋友一样。
But oftentimes my reaction probably just like the little kids.
那你叫你家里面的小孩起床的时候，他的反应是什么？
When you call your children to get up in the morning, what's their reaction?
他们就说 five more minutes, 多睡五分钟。
They probably say, let me sleep five more minutes.
那这个就是呢，我们不应该是这样。
But we shouldn't be like that.
当圣灵去提醒我们的时候，我们必须要马上反应过来。
When the Holy Spirit remind us, we need to react right away.
我们在这个州呢有一个保险公司叫 Blue Cross.
There's an insurance company called the Blue Cross.
它有一个广告很好的，我觉得。
They have this advertisement is very good.
他劝人家你要做运动啊，你平常吃东西要吃的健康啊。
It encourages people to do more exercise and eat healthy.
但是这些人呢，常常就是说 tomorrow, 明天我就会做这些事情。
But often people's response is tomorrow, I will do it, start doing it.
我们都知道，坚持讲话的人，其实他最后一点都没有改变。
We know that the people saying that they cannot change.
胜过死亡的第二步，其实就是你知道你没有明天。
And the next step overcome the death is that we always remember that there is no tomorrow.
耶稣告诉撒地教会，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要碎毁的。
And Jesus teaches the church in the Sardis, you need to be alert and remember all you have.
所以呢，其实这句话的意思就是，如果你再不起来的时候，你连你中间里面有一点点活的弟兄姊妹都会死掉。
Okay, it's ask the church to wake up and strengthen what you remain and is about to die. So otherwise, the remaining will die.
所以呢，耶稣是提醒他们说，如果你再不反应过来，你们全教会的人都会死掉。
So Jesus is reminding them, if you do not act now, all the church members in the church will die eventually.
今天就是你的机会，你可能没有明天的机会。
Today is your chance that you might not have tomorrow.
三章三节里面也提醒我们，若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我只是临到，你也却不能知道。
And in verse 3, Jesus said, But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief. and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
很多时候我们劝人你要信耶稣，或者你要劝他你要在教会里面侍奉啊，他们很多时候给我们的答案是这样子。
And oftentimes when we persuade people to believe Jesus and ask them to serve in the church, they often gave us this answer.
他说，等我退休以后我就会了。
Maybe after I'm retired, then I will come.
或者他们会说，当我的儿女进大学以后我就会了。
After my children go to college, then I will come to church.
那问题是这样子。
But the problem is,
你怎么知道你有明天
呢？ How do you know you have tomorrow?
那我知道明天一定会来的。
I know tomorrow will come.
但是你怎么保证你明天你还会存在在明天
呢？ But how can you assure that you still exist tomorrow?
耶稣什么时候都会来到。
Jesus could come anytime.
我们什么时候都会离开这个世界，面对他的审判。
We in any time we can leave this world and face His judgment.
所以我们要很小心把握今天的机会。
So we need to get hold today.
因为圣经告诉我们，神的审判是从他的家开始。
Because the Bible says, the judgment of God starts with His own family.
所以如果今天圣灵提醒你，无论是做什么事情，或者你要跟一个人认罪，或者你要去。信耶稣，或者你要去传福音，我们都要把握今天的机会。
So if the Holy Spirit alert you that whatever you do, maybe you tell people gospel or lead people to Christ or serve in other area that you need to do today.
最后，耶稣告诉我们，听他话的人有什么奖赏？
And the last that Jesus tells us that what is the reward for those who listen to him?
第一个奖赏呢是在第四到第五节的。
The first one is in verse 4 to 5.
然而在撒地还有几名未曾误会自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他是配得过的。凡得胜的必穿怎样？必怎样穿白衣
？Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will like them be dressed in white.
白衣的意思呢，就是一个得胜的圣活。
The white clothes that means a victorious life.
这个生活跟我们平常生活很有关系的。
This is very close related to our daily life.
就是你过一个圣洁的生活，没有给这个世界所玷污的。
So you live a holy life that without any contamination from the world.
他说，如果你过这样子的生活的时候，耶稣给你一个特权。
When you live this holy life that Jesus will give you a privilege.
这个特权其实从今天就会发生。
And this privilege will happen today.
就是你可以与主同行。
And you can walk with the Lord.
当我们经历，当你与主同行的时候，你就会经历这个快乐。
When you walk with the Lord, then you will experience the joy.
你这样呢，圣经讲到。经历神同行呢，这个快乐就好像吃蜜糖一样。
And the Bible describes that you, the joy that walk with the Lord is just like you eat honey candy.
Honey. 但你知道呢，蜜糖在古代的世界里面是你要不是这么容易得到的。
You know, honey is very precious in ancient days, and it's not that easy to get.
如果你要吃蜜糖，基本上你就是要找一个蜂巢去把这个蜜糖拿出来吃了。
And then you need to go find the bird, the bee nest, then get the honey yourself.
那你这样子做了，就有一个危险，就会给这个蜜蜂叮你。
There is a danger that you could be stung by the bee.
但是从前的人跟我们一样，一样喜欢吃蜜糖。
But in the ancient days, people just like us, they love honey.
因为这个蜜糖太好吃了，所以他就是不怕这个给定的痛苦，还是要去拿。
Because they're so delicious, so they even risk the sting from the bee.
所以我鼓励大家过一个圣洁的生活，的确是不容易。
So I encourage people that live a holy life is not easy.
但是与主同行是很甜蜜的。
But walk with the Lord is very sweet.
当你经历过这个甜蜜的时候，你就会愿意过一个圣洁的生活。
When you experience that sweetness, then you will willingly to live a holy life.
第二个奖赏呢是耶稣讲到，他的名字不从生命册上涂抹。
And another reward that the name of the person that will not be blotted out from the book of life.
这句话的意思其实就是保证将来他可以进神的国。And
this tells us that they will enter into the kingdom of God eventually.
第三个奖赏呢，就是耶稣说，且要在我父面前和我众使者面前认他的名。And
the third reward is they will be acknowledged before God and the holy angels.
那耶稣曾经呢，剪指预言呢。And
Jesus prophesied this.
有一些人面对逼迫的时候，他就会不认耶稣。
Some people that when they face persecution, they will disown Jesus.
那么呢？耶稣就说：“凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在父我天上的父面前也不认他。”
Jesus said this: Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
另外一段经文的时候，耶稣继续解释什么叫不认呢？
In another verse, Jesus describes what does this own Jesus mean?
他说：“凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在父的荣耀里，同众天使降临的时候，也要把哪个人当作可耻的。”
Jesus explained this. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
一个不认耶稣的人会觉得他的教训、他的信仰是一个可耻的事。
Whoever disowns Jesus and not acknowledge Jesus, that he will be feel ashamed of Jesus' teaching.
所以，当耶稣提醒我们，当我们到一个地步，面对死亡的时候，都不会不认耶稣的时候。
And Jesus reminds us, even when we face death, we will not disown him.
他就保证我们将来，他一定会在父神面前去承认我们。
Then in the end, before God, He will also acknowledge us.
因为剪指的人代表他是一个警醒的人。
Because this represents this person is in alert.
他没有给这个世界所玷污。And
they're not contaminated by the world.
撒迪教会呢是一个有名的教会。
And the Church of Sardis is very famous.
但是他最后走上一条死亡之路。
But in the end, goes to a dead road.
因为人家庆赞他的时候，他就忘了神的标准。
Because when people praise them, they forgot God's standard.
他也跟这个世界一样给玷污了。
And they are contaminated by the world, and there's same with as the world.
如果我们想希望从这条路里面走出来，唯一的方法就是当圣灵提醒我们的时候，我们马上回应。
The only way we can overcome the similar mistakes that we need to react when the Holy Spirit moves us.
当我们马上回应的时候，我们就会经历与神同行的快乐。
When we respond to the Holy Spirit alertness, then we will experience that the joy that walking with God.
这个也证明你是一个真的得救的人。
And this also testifies that you are a true believer.
你将来也必会得到神的称赞。
That you will also be praised by God in the end.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
虽然我们有的时候真的就是会给这个世界所迷惑。
And you know, sometimes we will be confused by the world.
但是圣灵会在我们心里面去提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit will remind us inside of us.
给我们一个敏感的心去回应圣灵的提醒。
Give us a conscious heart that we can always react to the Holy Spirit's reminders.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.